previously on 2 Past Midnight.
Some of you are looking a little bit better today, and some quite a bit worse.
I think I will be going into Krakow. I need to go see Archdiocese to let them know that Father Roberts is on the way.
Do you intend to go alone?
Hell no, he ain't going alone.
Emmett, he gets up and starts trying to gather himself. He's like, no, I'm gonna come with you.
You should stay down.
You see a bunch of sandbags blocking the road. As you look across the squad, they all have like these red armbands on, and they have a dog with them.
There's a shape charge in the tool bag still.
So they're bringing this dog around, and the other two are like searching, and they're just kind of like looking through the truck to see what all you have. The guy walks the dog around the back of the truck, brings him around the other side, along the driver's side, kind of like lets him smell up inside the cab. And while all this is happening, one of them is standing over with Mr. Jankowski, and the other is standing like right beside Harrison. And the one standing by Harrison, you can tell he's kind of like looking at you and just kind of like sizing you up, basically.
Can I pet the dog?
He squints at you. He says, no, you may not pet the dog.
Oh, man. I like dogs.
Jeremy, roll me persuasion with a plus one from Harrison.
Oh.
Hold on. Take a negative one for something, a negative one cumulative, actually. Unless
cumulative negative one?
Cumulative negative one.
Oh, yeah. I get a 9. I got 1 success.
So he looks over at Mr. Stan. We look down at the dog. We see the dog there, like sitting. And he goes, go ahead and get in your truck. And then he says to you in Polish, he says, keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on him. He's a good man, I promise.
If he causes trouble, it's coming down on you too.
Of course. Yes, sir. I understand that. I understand. He's a good man. We shouldn't have any problems. Does he need any paperwork for the rest of the city? Is there like a visa or...
They'll give you a day pass.
A day pass? Okay. Yes, sir.
And they wave you through. Because I got no successes on that dog's recon roll for the bomb.
That's awesome. That's it just great. Smelled like grease and peanut butter. Yep.
Miss Stan, were they mad I asked to pet the dog?
Generally, men like that do not want you to pet dog. He's like, dog is tool, you know? If too familiar with people, it becomes, you know, less good is his job.
That was so much fun, by the way, when I was like, what do you have with you? And you're like, tool bag? I'm like, yes.
You saw the smile on my face, right?
Like, well, obviously, you'd have a tool bag.
He's going to take it with him because, like, it's dangerous. He doesn't want some kid to, you know.
Right. Fine. Yeah, of course.
To be irresponsible.
So you start to pull through the checkpoint, and you're there for a while, like while they're like searching the vehicle and everything. Yeah. Like you're there for a while. They let you go with the M16, right? Like they don't confiscate it. They let you go with it. They let you go with the pistol and everything. And they send you on your way. You start to pull past the checkpoint. And like I said, it's about 2 squads. So around 20 some people like manning this major checkpoint along the major road into Krakow.
Fun.
And I'm going to move you all over to that map. Just the two of you, though.
Just the two of us.
That actually makes me feel safer that they got checkpoint.
If it weren't for the persuasion roll, I probably would have, you might have had to bribe them. We cut back over to the farm. What are you all doing at the farm?
Emmett would be just kind of hanging around the house, trying to rest the best it can, but he's kind of squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
Just unable to kind of settle in every moment that he's not actively doing something to further along his goal to find his son. Just feels like wasted time at this point.
Murphy, you're still throwing up and shedding. Maybe not continuously, but you at all points you pretty much feel like you're going
trying not to shit the bed.
Basically, yeah. And you just feel like fucking ass, right?
Murph is incapacitated again.
He's not incapacitated. He just feels like ass. He's just sick as shit. I'm
just kidding. Laying there being useless. He's used to that.
Yeah. See. Okay. Mr. Jablonski, as you're coming out of your shed, you see a powder blue pickup truck come pulling up with six people inside of it. And they're like coming down the road and they kind of like pull over in as they see you coming out of the shed. And they're like, in Polish, one of them says, "Hello.
Hey, is there something I can help you with, sir?"
"We're out kind of investigating, seeing, trying to track down some problems that have been happening out here in the countryside. You mind if we ask you a few questions? How many, like..."
"Problems? That doesn't really narrow it down. Anything specific you can talk about?"
"Like I said, we just need to ask you some questions about some things real quick."
"Sure. You affiliated with anybody I should know about? Am I..."
"Yeah, we were coming out of Krakow."
"Oh, excellent."
We'd gotten a lot of word of people sick in the area. So we're kind of trying to pinpoint where, you know, there might be some problem. We're with the World Health Organization. So we're just trying to pinpoint where there might be issues if anyone's sick and, you know, maybe we can help. So we've been getting reports of people with various illnesses. And do you have anybody in the area that's how many people are here at the house with you?"
"We've got a couple visitors here in the house with me. But most of the party is already headed off into Krakow."
"Okay. They're all getting out of the truck and coming up. And can we look around, kind of just see how everyone's doing?"
"That seems fine with me. I mean..."
"Okay.
Anything specific? Like, I mean, no leprosy here, nothing too crazy."
So as the, because this is the woman that was in the truck, she's talking to you, and you're, so the woman's talking to you, and she kind of pulls out this, like, notebook. She's like, just let me ask you a few questions." Some of the other ones are starting to head into the house, right? Like, two or three of them are heading into the house. And she's like, "You said there were some other people inside then, or..."
"Mm-hmm."
"Okay. So have you had any symptoms of, let's see, let me start going through the list. Have you had any abdominal pain or diarrhea or anything like that?"
"No. No."
"Okay. Do you know if anyone here has had any of these symptoms? Fevers, maybe? Anything along those lines?"
"I do not believe fever. We had one individual that seems to have caught a case of the crud, but simple food poisoning, we've chalked that up too."
The crud?
Mm-hmm.
"So like abdominal pain and vomiting and upset stomach, things like that?"
"Yes."
"Okay." She kind of looks over up at the house, and the other two are heading to the house. Well, two of them were headed into the house. She's like, hey, hold on. Do you mind if we're going to take some precautions real quick before we go in, just in case?" So they go back to the truck and start like putting on suits.
Hazmat. Right?
Mm-hmm. They're putting on like full, not, you know, total hazmat suits, but like containment suits of some sort. Basically the equivalent of Tyvek, but they have like masks on, they got gloves on, and they're getting suited up over by the truck. Emmett, you notice this. You can see this out the window at this point.
It seems a bit extreme. I mean...
And she's starting to get dressed, too. She's like, well, like I said, you know, and she's... You notice at this point, she's standing a little bit further away from you than she was before. But she's like, yeah, I've got to be cautious with... I don't know if you've heard, but there's been a lot of reports of illnesses going across the countryside. And we have to be cautious. We can't take any risks with it. So,
I mean, I know there was scarlet fever on the, you know, eastern side of the country for the longest time, but nothing like that's here. No persistent cough, nothing. You know, nobody's had anything that's been prolonged. Just, you know, simple ailments that tend to pass with time.
And now four of them are start head in, and you see that they have like rifles slung on their backs, and they're going into the house. They just have them slung on their back. Her and this other gentleman are getting suited up as they're talking to you. Like, so how many people have you said you've seen that have had food poisoning, as you called it?
One.
Just one? Okay.
Just one.
How long ago did he start presenting with these symptoms?
It's a question you'd have to ask him.
Fair enough. We cut inside the house. We see these people in the suits. It's like from their point of view, and we can hear the breathing right there. As they walk into the kitchen, and we see Emmett at the table. We see Gordon, wherever the fuck you guys ended up putting him.
I picture him in a recliner in the corner.
Yeah.
He is in the living room.
And he is like, what is up with your friend?
What do you mean? He's just quiet.
They kind of points at one of them, and one of them walks over and starts checking him out. And one of them comes up to Emmett. And there another one of you here?
No, there's only one of me.
Is there anyone else in the house?
Oh, yeah, Gordy over there.
Fair enough. Two of them start to head down the hall and start checking out the rest of the house. Let me ask you some questions. Have you had any upset stomach, indigestion, diarrhea, abdominal?
Was the Pepto-Bismol song playing in your head too, Kat?
Yeah,
100%.
And he's like, have you had any of these fever, abdominal pain?
No, just heartburn.
Heartburn? So abdominal pain?
No, like burn. Use your eyes there, boy.
Do you mind if we take your vital signs?
Yeah, I do. Very much so.
Well, we are going to need to take your temperature, sir.
No, I'm good.
We're not asking, sir. We cut back over to the bathroom. And they're headed in. And we see Murphy on the floor. The smell of vomit in the air, and just that general stink. And we hear him yell back down the hall. He says something in Polish. You assume.
Am I within earshot to hear it?
You're outside.
I would be heading inside. I would be curious enough that what's
going on. Oh, no, they're still talking to you outside. And so they yell something back down the hall, and they start talking to Murphy. They're like, excuse me, sir.
What?
How are you feeling?
Feel like shit. I've got food poisoning.
Food poisoning? Are you a doctor?
We ate bad dog.
So you've abdominal pain?
Yeah.
Have you had diarrhea, vomiting, things of the sort?
I think that's obvious, don't you think?
And we cut back over to the kitchen, and the gentleman was just like, we're not exactly asking, sir. We need to take your temperature.
Well, then come over here and take it.
All right. So he starts to walk over with a thermometer to put it in your mouth. What do you do, Emmett?
Emmett just makes good solid eye contact with him and basically says, is that a rectal thermometer?
No, if it was rectal, it would be red. This one is blue.
Okay, well, unless you want it to be, I suggest you get that away from my face.
So he kind of looks at you. He looks over at the other guy that's with him. So we're going to need to take your temperature.
For what?
We are trying to find out if you are infected.
No, I'm not infected. Move along.
Very well.
So the two men back at the bathroom, they're talking to Murphy, and they're like, excuse me, sir, we need to take your temperature.
Fine.
All right, so they put a thermometer in your mouth. Shortly thereafter, they check it. They say something to each other in Polish.
English, please.
We're just checking to see if you have a fever result.
They start checking your pulse, counting it, counting how many beats per minute.
I got the shits, that's what I got.
Yes, we are aware. You have diarrhea and abdominal pain.
I've survived in this godforsaken country getting shot, broke my fucking back. I think I can survive a little food poisoning.
Perhaps. Have you been diagnosed with food poisoning?
We have a medic.
Okay. How long have you had these symptoms?
Since last night.
Okay. Where have you been in the last few days? Have you been around anyone else who was sick?
No. We traveled the road.
This road? The one coming from the east, headed west into Krakow?
Yes. Same.
Did you... So you came by the church. Was this the last... Yesterday you came by? We saw there were flames yesterday.
Yeah, a bunch of people got burned there. We saw it after.
You saw it after?
After.
Okay. And they start to... turn and... they're saying something to each other. And they start walking back down the hallway. They come up back towards the kitchen. And we see the other gentleman stand on the other side of the kitchen from Emmett. And we cut back out to Mr. Jablonski. And the woman that's out there with the other man, they're like, well, we need to take your temperature. So far, your symptoms are okay. We just want to see where you're at as far as if you're febrile or not.
I understand you're curious about illness, but what happens if I do have a temperature?
And then we'll have to treat you.
Treat me. I don't like the sound of that.
Well, I mean, there's treatments for what's going around. I mean, it's antibiotics. We just go back into Krakow and go get our antibiotics.
If you must.
Okay. So they take Mr. Jablonski's temperature. Which one of you, other than Murphy, because he's in the bathroom, has the highest recon roll?
A and a D.
Okay. Emmett, what do you have?
Flat D.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Jablonski. This is a passive roll.
Two successes.
Okay. So you see the other four of them start to come out. And, they close the door behind him as they're coming out, and they pull out a can of red spray paint and go on the door and start to head back out.
The red mark. May I ask why we felt the need to do this?
Well, we are marking houses as we go to, so we remember which ones to make sure we stop back at with the medication. So we're going to go hit a couple other places, check them out, and we'll be back through later on. All right, so the other four start to go back to the truck, and she's like, okay, well, thank you very much. As I said, we'll come back through. We're just trying to figure out how much, you know, we need to bring with us next time, and we should be back out later on today. So
when should we expect you back?
We'll try to swing back by later today, but it may not be until tomorrow.
How many of us would you say require your inoculation?
We're not sure yet. I mean,
so you've marked us as requiring your medication, but you are
right. But later on, some of you may present symptoms. Thank you very much, Mr.
My friends call me George.
George, thank you. And she starts to get into the truck, and they start to drive away.
I have no persuasion or anything, so there's no point really trying to talk anything there. I can't do anything, unfortunately. All right, I'm going to bolt into the house.
Okay.
So that, I am unaware of why they have made that stop. I do not... I am of two thoughts. There is possibly an actual rapid virus that they are maybe seeking to find, or anybody who's sick they are systematically eradicating, and that's what they did with the church.
I think you're hot on the trail there with option B.
Yes. But I did not feel we were in a position
Doctors that come in carrying guns and start demanding things. Yes. Kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I did not feel we were in a position to fight off five people.
Not at that time, I don't think. But I would say if we should get to where we are.
Yes, so our options are flee or fortification.
Well, how many people you got?
GM?
There were like a dozen other people before,
yeah,
that came to the church with you. That's about what's in this area.
There is roughly a dozen associates. Roughly the crowd you saw when we ran across you the other day. I assume they're also being accosted. I would say our best bet is to gather all and fortify a position.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably our best course of action here. Really, the only thing I've got to offer you is myself. We can try and fortify what we can, but honestly, it's just me. I mean, I got 1,000-yard stare over there and squatting dogs, so... We ain't got much other help that I can offer.
Well, we will take what we have.
I think they're big fans of the talking heads in Poland. Burning down the house.
All right, so I guess I would start trying to rally troops.
To where?
Would I know if I would have the best defensible house, or if there's possible? I mean, I don't want to be like, there's obviously a military base here we're going to lock ourselves into.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all kind of houses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preferably one without a red X on the door.
I mean, all the houses in this area are kind of like... relatively close together because it's a small little community.
Would I see whether that truck went to other houses?
Roll recon roll.
Yeah.
They went back out on the road and I mean, maybe. Or maybe not. Since you failed that roll.
I was gonna say.
What'd you get on that roll?
I got a 4 and a 4.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. They went back out on the road and turned and drove somewhere. They didn't go to the next house right beside you. Or at least you didn't notice them doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to start collecting people. See who all they, see who all his houses were stopped by, who all they marked red, and I have a bad feeling that this may be the execution squad that, burnt the church down.
Okay. So, what exactly are you going to say when you go to people?
Hey, you guys. No.
I mean, so you're going to, like, go to somebody's house and, like...
No, I'm trying to think here.
Exactly. So you go to the first house, and yeah. What do you say?
Hey, I don't know if these supposed doctors stopped by your home, but something was definitely fishy with them. Doctors carrying rifles, asking for temperatures, saying that they're going to come back, but not offering any aid whatsoever on the spot. Just sounded very fishy to me. Not sure if this is how the burning of the church started, but that seemed like a cleansing of sort, and this seems like a cleansing of sort as well. So, I think we kind of have to stand against this.
They came here and asked everybody how we were feeling, and everyone was fine. They took our temperatures, and then they moved on. I guess they went to your house next?
Yep, they were definitely at our house.
Was someone sick at your house, or?
You know, one person has a simple case of food poisoning, and of course we're nursing one of the soldiers with the burns back to health, and the other one that it tends to not move or talk much has his own set of issues, but they didn't seem interested at all in providing actual aid.
Well, yeah, they asked us if anybody here was suffering from abdominal pain or diarrhea, things like that.
Yes.
So you're saying one of the Americans back at your place is?
Correct.
Roll me. Hey, persuasion roll.
Lovely. One success.
It does seem strange. It does seem really strange.
I mean, we talked about their rations being, you know, possibly infected, and this simply being a byproduct of this. They did not seem interested in an actual plausible thing, nor did they actually say what they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really tell us either. They just were asking us about abdominal pain, and like I said, same thing. Fever, symptoms like that. Yeah. So what's
my fear is they come back, board up the house and light it on fire, similar to what they did the church.
Why do you think that?
Because I can't see the basis for an actual group of doctors to come through here, but not actually be concerned with the aid of a man with third-degree burns on his face and another man suffering from a clear catatonic event. And those did
well,
not
what did he do when they asked him if they could take his temperature to see if he had any infections?
I was not in the house at that time.
Oh, okay. What did he say when they tried to approach him to see how he was doing at all?
They didn't offer aid. They just were...
Before we put all of the blame on these doctors. Because Emmett was being a prick.
Correct.
They came in and tried to put something in my mouth. They did not ask me anything about, hey, you look like you got burnt.
Literally asked you, were asking you questions. And they said, all you gave them was smart-ass responses.
No, they came in and said...
Right off the bat, is there anybody else, like, here? Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't know if there was anybody else here or not. You're taking that as the GM as a smart-ass response.
Are there any more of you here, plural, you? And you're like, there's only one of me. I'm just saying, dude. Like,
hey, you come in with guns, try and put things in my mouth.
They didn't point the guns at you. And everyone's carrying guns. We're in a fucking war zone.
Fair. Fair.
But anyway, I just wanted to point that out.
I felt Murph wasn't in a position to argue with them.
Do we know if Murph had a temperature?
I think we're going to assume yes, because he felt hot to Stan's touch.
I told him he felt like he had a fever and he was
chills
and generally felt like shit.
Sorry, I don't get food poisoning, so I don't know the side effects of it.
Yep. Food poisoning, symptoms. Here we go. Upset stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, diarrhea with bloody stools, stomach pain, cramps, fever, headache.
Fever. Gotcha.
Player's manual.
Oh, that's in the player's manual?
Hold on. Player's manual on page 81. Very top right. It's a list of diseases. All the way at the bottom, right above radiation sickness, plague. Fever, cough, abdominal pain.
They all have abdominal pain and diarrhea.
That's what's so fucking scary about it. It's such a vague, generic symptom.
And they're going to be safer than sorry.
So what are y'all gonna do? What are you guys doing? What's your plan? So you've started gathering the people from your local area.
Yeah.
You got like the 12 people in your area that are the able-bodied, came to the church with you. There's more people, but it's like kids and, you know, whatnot.
Does anyone know if this same thing preceded the church getting burned?
I mean, we had had some people, like I'd said before, actually, Farmer had said before that there had been people that, you know, had been sick occasionally. You know, that happens. But
I mean, this specific scenario.
Again, I'm not trying to be alarmist. It just did not seem like something that would normally happen in good faith in my mind. Perhaps I'm overreacting, but from what I got from the doctors, it seemed more of an extermination than a helpful endeavor.
So where's this conversation happening, by the way?
Wherever I could gather people, probably a house close to mine, but probably not. I don't know that everybody came to mine yet.
No, I mean, if you wanted everybody to come to your house and meet
mine,
up, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, my home.
Okay. You rolled well enough on your persuasion that they came to your house.
Gotcha. Did anybody else end up with red paint?
But they did. They put red paint on some other family's house.
Gotcha.
On the door.
What was your thought of this? You know, they obviously did the same to yours with the paint and everything. Did you feel like they were here to help you, or did you get the same ominous feeling I got from this visit?
Hold on. It did seem strange. It seemed very strange.
Again, this is a war zone, but we've done very well with us trying to stick together in this, and the last thing I want is for somebody to come through and burn down, you know, three or four of our homes and kill all the people in this because of paranoia. I just want to be prepared. I can't make you help me, but I feel like something bad is imminent.
I mean, we look around and like most of the people had like hunting rifles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what anybody here had, was hunting rifles and clubs, you know, maybe pistols, and that was about it. We cut back into Krakow. And see Mr. Jankowski and Harrison. Where are you headed?
We are headed to Archdiocese.
Okay.
I think if we follow Main Road, go this way, is in Old Town. We need to get to Old Town, and then should be easy to find from there. I do not know exactly where, but once we get downtown, should be easy. Yeah. Mm.
All right, so you start headed into town. Roll me a driving roll, Harrison.
Okie dokie.
I mean, you get a +2 still because of its terrain, though. Just letting you know.
Oh, I just still did an A and a D, but got one success. Should be an A and a B then.
That's fine. Still got one success. All right, so you're going along. About 10 minutes goes by. You go a hex. And roll me another driving roll.
2 successes.
Okay. As you're going along, you start driving and you are going by and you can see more people kind of around. Like, you'll see people walking by on the streets. You'll occasionally see another car. And at one point you go by and you see a group of musicians actually on the side of the road playing. Like, they got guitars. Someone's playing drums on like a bucket, right? Like, they got like a 5-gallon bucket that they're using as like a drum. And someone's got like a cello that they're kind of playing like it's a bass, like a stand-up bass, just because that's what they had. And the instruments all look really beat up. But as you're going by, Harrison, you're like, wait, are they playing NWA? Like, you notice that they're playing like an acoustic, like roadside version of NWA.
Straight out of Compton. Miss Stan, can we stop?
No, you only have day pass. We should make sure we only use day, yeah?
You recognize that music?
I do not recognize this music.
You know what rap is?
No, we do not have rap here. I have heard of some things from the younger people, but no.
Actually,
not,
Poland does have a really interesting rap scene, by the way, at this time.
Not for Stennis Wolf.
Just saying, they do.
They like took a rap song and made it their own kind of low key. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and even like there's a guy singing it along with it, and it's in English. Like, you can tell he's actually like singing, rapping the lyrics to Straight Outta Compton.
If we had time, I would want you to see that. It's pretty cool.
Harrison, do you have any stress currently?
I do not think so. No.
Mr. Jankowski?
I have 2 points of stress.
You heal 1 point of stress.
What?
Just something about it. Like, even though it's like not your thing, you're like, the fact that it's happening.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Because there's like people around, like listening to it. And just the fact that there's like this sense of community, like that alone is enough.
Oh, yeah.
To heal a point of stress.
That's awesome.
The healing right? words of NWA.
The healing words of right, NWA.
The healing words of NWA. And by the way, that's literally like written on the card. I'm not even
the healing words
up.
Of NWA. No,
well, it says it could be Beethoven or it could be NWA, and I was like, oh, it's NWA. It's definitely NWA, because that's an encounter card in Urban Operations Music. All right, so you go roll me another driving roll. Remember, it's a +2.
3 successes.
Okay.
Get it, Dale.
You spin into a parking spot.
As you're going along, you actually see another church, right? Like, it's not like the cathedral, like, downtown, right? But you see a church. It's a Catholic church, because obviously the archdiocese isn't going to be the only one in all of Krakow. And it's on the right-hand side of the road. And you can see a man out front. There's, like, a crucifix, and he's talking, and there's people around him. And, you see a priest out there also, like, on the stoop, the stairs going up to the church. He's kind of looking over at the truck as you guys are driving up.
Harrison, slow down.
You going to go ask him where to find that arch, the big church?
Yes, I plan on to talk to them, to find out more information, yeah.
I'll wait here.
Okay, you wait with the truck?
I don't want nobody to steal it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
So Stanislav gets out and he goes up and he starts listening to the sermon.
Based off the sermon, you get the man on the street, at least, because he's not at the church. He's like on the street out front of the church, right? Mm. Like maybe 10, 20 meters out away from the front of the church.
Okay.
And he's doing very much a like fire and brimstone, the end times. If there was someone preaching the shepherd's flock type shit, it would sound like what this guy's saying. And you can see that there's the priest. He's standing on the steps about 20 meters back. And there's like people walking by, the guy out there by this, you know, makeshift crucifix that's pushed up, yelling fire and brimstone stuff. And the priest is kind of just standing there, like shaking his head, looking out at this.
Stanislav's going to approach the priest. Excuse me, Father. My friend and I, we're trying to get to the Archdiocese. I'm from the village up the road, and the priest there was bringing...
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stop you. I actually don't speak Polish. I apologize. My name's Father McIntyre. I'm an American.
Okay. I speak English too. Yeah. My friend here and I, we are coming from another village. He's farther up road. There was priest there, Father Roberts, was bringing refugees with him. We are trying to get to Archdiocese to let them know that he's coming, and possibly to see if they could provide assistance or like a refuge or maybe.
So you want to see the bishop then?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone at the bishop's.
Right. Well, he's actually here right now.
Oh, he is here.
If you want to come in and speak with him, that's fine.
That would be wonderful, yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell your friend maybe park the truck away from that weirdo over there?
Harrison, pull truck around. There is parking lot. Is on side or a street park?
On the side. On the side's fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, pull over on street. He's over that right.
I go park. I'll meet you up there.
Okay, make sure you lock up. Bring key.
Do you got a club?
Why do you need club?
There is a club, but it's like on the other side of town. And there's one Old Town, but...
I think he means like club to hit things with. Why you need to hit things with club?
Never mind. It's so people don't steal it. I was making it funny.
Are you going to sit in truck with club to beat them for stealing? I do not... It must be American thing. No, go ahead and park on side. Lock up, bring key.
I'll be there.
All right, so Father McIntyre escorts you inside the church. He's like, yeah, I'm actually a chaplain with the U.S. Army. I ended up separated from a unit and figured I'd do what I could here to help whatever any Americans. I see you have your friend there, Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison is a soldier. He is... former tank, current. He is from tank company military unit.
Okay, great.
Have you seen other soldiers? We are looking for one soldier, his tank with horns on front of tank. Have you seen this man?
Heard? I have not. They usually don't let tanks into town, so I mean, I wouldn't have seen.
Okay, but maybe you hear of men in tank with horns on tank. You know, his name Keanu.
It does not sound familiar, but, his name's Keanu?
He's Keanu Peterson.
What? Peterson?
Yes, Peterson. His father is looking for him. He is back at farmhouse.
No, I haven't. I don't think so. I don't, the name doesn't ring a bell.
No Peterson?
Not that I know of.
It's okay. It's big world, you know.
Come in. The bishop's in a meeting right now. If you want to have a seat and wait, you're more than welcome.
Okay, yeah, we wait for the bishop. Yeah.
And he leads you in. You can look around the chapel and you see people, you know, seated and praying, and they're over lighting candles, and you can see a confession booth off to the left-hand side. Is that the side those are on, or does it matter? This one's on the left, and I don't know if it matters. And
I've always seen them in the right on the movies. I don't know if that matters. Doesn't matter?
Chris, does it matter? You're a resident Catholic expert.
That is a stretch.
Okay. So on the left-hand side, you see the confession booths, unless that's inaccurate, and then whatever, fuck off. And
very Catholic of you.
That's Irish Catholic. And, yeah,
whatever, fuck off. And like I said, you can see people, you know, praying. They're like lighting candles. And a little while goes by, and you see this elderly man come walking out. You can tell by the way he's dressed that he's the bishop. And he walks over, and Father McIntyre walks up to him, just talking to him real quick, and he comes over your way. And he says, "Hello, I am Bishop Velke." So we cut over, and we see Keanu, and we see Butler, and we see Anderson. And they're walking along, and they're coming up on a village. And it seems kind of quiet as they're coming up to this village, but like as they get closer and into town, you can just see, like, it just looks like the whole place has been torched. Like every house in this place has been torched. You can see that on the doors there are these red hashes, like spray painted on all of the doors in this village.